This is Sound and Vision on KEXP. I'm Emily Fox. An album has been made through artificial intelligence. It's a punk record built by a team of volunteers at the record label 507 Discos e Tapes. Joining me to talk about the project is the label's founder, Alejandro Choza. Hello.
Hi, Emily. How's it going?
Good. I feel like we've heard about albums or songs being created through artificial intelligence, and I'm so curious to see how this process works. So as you've kind of explained, you have a website that kind of talks about the project, and you explained that the storyline for the kind of the album's concept, the lyrics, the artwork, the melodies, the vocals were all generated through artificial intelligence. I mean, the whole thing was created basically by robots. Break down how this all came together, like how you were able to make an album through artificial intelligence.
You know, it really started with the GPT-3, which is a deep learning language model created by OpenAI. And how that tool works for folks that aren't familiar is you enter a text prompt, much like you would ask a question to a friend. And then the tool spits out a text answer from that prompt. So you would say, write me a 10-line poem based on whatever topic, and it's going to magically write you that poem. So as we learned about these technologies, we thought, wow, if GPT-3 can help you write a poem, it could also help you write a song. It could also help you create a narrative. So we said, okay, well, what if we just had the tool create a whole concept album with a storyline that we could then use as the base for creating the whole album? Once we had that first piece, which is really the written content, the lyrics, the songwriting, the story, then we basically said, okay, how do we turn this into audio? And there's another tool called Jukebox by OpenAI as well. And it's basically like GPT-3, but for songs. You provide some input, like you say, I want to have a song created with this genre, whether it's rock, rap, or country. You say, I want this artist, which is essentially going to be the singer vocalizing the lyrics. And then you input the lyrics that you want to use. Based on those inputs, the tool will generate a song from scratch. And of course, it's taking, you know, all these songs that have been created over the last 100 years by humans and essentially processing those and then giving you an example of that. Of that song with that genre and those lyrics.
You have a website. It's called Obroion. This is a name that I guess AI generated, and it's spelled O-B-R-O-I-I-O-N. And on the website where you talk about this project, you say, quote, unfortunately, in the not too distant future, we think it's inevitable that a bunch of corporate will use AI to manufacture chart-topping songs from scratch, songs that are devoid of real meaning and only intended to bring in the big bucks. Do you feel like we're already seeing some of that happen in the industry right now?
I mean, I'd say yes. I'd say that is something that has always happened with the music industry, where you have that tension between the business side and the creative side. And I think that as you have these tools that permit the business side to create content without the creators, it becomes more of a problem, right? And like, at what point in the last couple of years have, you know, big labels not been using big data and these other things to try to manipulate or lead the direction of what content should be? So I think, you know, it's not going to be a black and white change where suddenly it goes in that direction. It's more of a gradient that over time, there's this danger of having the artist, the human artist, really being able to get their creative vision out there in a way that's not, you know, being influenced by whatever the business side requires, whether that's like certain content or type of music, et cetera. So answering your question, yes, I think we're already seeing that, and it's only going to become more extreme over time.
I mean, as you mentioned with this project, I mean, when you're putting together this, you know, artificial intelligence made album, it's kind of taking all these songs. You wanted something that was kind of had the punk rock ethos of the 70s. You're taking all these songs that had already been created, kind of compressing them down, creating something new. So basically, for an album like this generated through AI, AI can only make something that has already been created, right? Like using those same building blocks and making something a little bit different, but it can't go above and beyond and really innovate and create something new that we haven't heard before, like create a totally different genre. It's just going off of, you know, what we already know. You know, let's say if it's, you know, going off of the blues scale or something like that, that's already been well established, and just creating something new, but not necessarily innovative. Do you think that one day AI can get there and do something that is innovative above and beyond what humans are able to do?
My understanding is at least the tools that we've seen are not there, but it's probably going to get there. I mean, if there's one thing that we've all seen through technology is that what you don't believe can happen eventually is going to happen. I mean, we're all basic amateurs, right? Like, we have no coding experience. We're doing this as a volunteer project on the side. All the tools we're using are free, available to the general public. So, I mean, obviously our output here is not going to be the highest quality.
What do you feel like you learned about music and the industry and its future through doing this project? Like this idea of, oh no, we might be able to make albums through artificial intelligence in the future. Robots are taking our job. Or just, I mean, what it's taught you about where the music industry is now and its future. I mean, what do you feel like you've learned through this project?
Well, I mean, I do think like that balance between the business and creative side is something that I think a lot of people have, you know, thought a lot about and struggled with. And over time, I mean, you know, adding the dimension of being able to create art with little to no involvement from artists is, you know, it's a big deal. And, you know, something so nascent already seeing decent results, again, from a bunch of amateurs that know nothing about it using free tools. I mean, where is this going to go in 5 years, 10 years? And I mean, I think business tends to optimize for profits and making money. And, you know, it's a little bit worrisome, right? And so what have I learned? I mean, I think that I learned that this technology is a lot more advanced relative to what I would have thought. And I've learned that, you know, just in the year that we've been doing this, there's been all this new advancement of these tools that makes me wonder, like, where are we going to be in 5 years? And how do we ensure that that artistic creative element is always being a critical part of the music industry?
That was my conversation with Alejandro Choza of the label 5-7 Discos y Tapes about the album they released made entirely through artificial intelligence. You can learn more about the project at obroion.com. That's obroion.com. And that was Sound and Vision. Please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review this show. Also consider a one-time $20 donation to help support Sound and Vision at kexp.org/sound. Thanks for listening.